Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Powell to the People, live on the radio. Wayne Powell here at the beach, and we have our program director and sound engineer, South Bay Jay, in the studio. You know, I just really can never get tired of that Kevin Sousa theme song, the late, great Kevin Sousa. Normally, I would probably be, it'd be time to maybe update the theme song music, which is also the commercial bumpers. But, you know, the thing that the sound that you hear going into and coming out of commercials. But I'm just going to probably keep Kevin Sousa forever. I don't think I could ever top that. Anyways, once again, we're having May Gray, or actually June Gloom, getting the right month here. It's a little bit better, but I know back east they're having severe weather, so how can we possibly complain? But as we're approaching summer, I'd kind of like to get into the summer weather vibes. Although maybe I should, you know, they say be careful what you ask for. It could be extremely hot, and so I think the weather we're having now, at least temperature-wise, is probably a heck of a lot better than, you know, having to have portable air conditioners going. Over by the beach, not too many people have air conditioning. Well, actually, having said that, I shouldn't say that. These new multi-gazillion dollar homes that they're building on the Strand and in the Sand section have air conditioning. We really don't need it. Normally, you can just crack open a window or two, and the sea breeze tends to cool things down. Maybe once in a while, it just gets so hot where you need to have a fan going. But most of the time, that's not the case. Although with climate change and you know, global warming, who knows? We've been having all kinds of strange weather. You know, one day it could be summer-like, the next day it could be gloomy, the next day it could be rainy, the next day it's back to summer. Or we have, like, summer-like temperature with rain. I don't know, I'm not a meteorologist, I don't know how that's possible, but, again, we've been having strange weather, and from what I have read from all of the climatology and climate scientists that we haven't seen, you know, it's going to be worse going forward, so we haven't seen the worst of it yet. Anyways, so as we came on the air, I heard that Dan Hurley, you know, the coach at University of Connecticut, otherwise known as UConn. When I think of UConn, I always think of a convict for some reason. But anyways, he turned down the L.A. Lakers head coaching job. It was reportedly a six-year, $70 million contract. I think that's what ESPN was reporting. And now there's speculation as to why he did that. You know, one of the speculation or speculative explanations is it has something to do with LeBron James and how he likes to micromanage, you know, and interfere with the coaching. He's a player, and players should play and leave the coaching to the coaches. In fact, this morning, LeBron James came out with a statement saying that he thought it might have something to do with him. Oftentimes, no amount of money can convince somebody, perhaps, to want to make a move like a coaching change if they have to uproot their family. It's non-monetary considerations, perhaps. We just don't know. Dan Hurley has had two back-to-back national championships, and apparently he has a number of his returning players. So maybe he just likes where he's at, and there's the fear of the unknown. And as we all know, coaches in the NBA oftentimes have a short tenure with a specific team. You're only as good as your last game, and if you don't make the playoffs, or you don't get all the way through the playoffs, or if you don't, win a championship, sometimes coaches get fired. And I don't know the specifics of what was offered to Dan Hurley by the Lakers, but oftentimes a smart coach will get a guaranteed contract, just like players will get a guaranteed contract. So, and obviously they have a severance agreement. So if they're fired, then they are cut, fired as a coach or cut from the team as a player, they get a large severance payout. But they also have, guaranteed contracts. So like if a player gets injured, and maybe that's the end of their career, it's a career-ending injury, they're guaranteed, let's say they have a 5-year contract and the first 3 years are guaranteed. So then they walk away, with a ton of money. Now, no one wants to go out that way, but at least you're financially set for the rest of your life. Well, having multi-gazillion dollar contracts, obviously you're doing well financially. So, but now it's going to be interesting to see who the Lakers are going to get for their as their next coach. If it was really a LeBron James interference, maybe you could get a provision in your contract that he's not to interfere with the coaching. And if he does, that triggers, certain incentives where you get like a bonus or whatever. I don't know if there is if there is such a thing. I know athletes, and coaches as well, in addition to their contracts, they get like a bonus if they make the playoffs, or if it's a player, if they score X number of whatever it is, touchdowns in, football or home runs in baseball or, whatever it is, or if you're a coach, winning a number of games. Or I know when you go to the playoffs as a coach, maybe I don't know about a coach, but I know as a player, I think you get extra pay because obviously the team's making more money in television rights. So, and then of course there's the endorsement deals on the side. So when you hear someone's salary, that usually doesn't include all of the endorsement deals. Just like when you hear someone's salary, we don't know if that is the salary without benefits or if it's an all-inclusive, all-in salary. So, and sometimes when they say it's reported, the proposed salary is reported, it's only as good as the sources that are reporting it or the information that they have. The point is, it ain't going to happen unless maybe, who knows, Dan Hurley's holding out for more money. But I think he basically turned them down, period. And so maybe in the coming days we'll find out why that is, or maybe not even coming days, maybe later today. News breaks rather fast. And then, of course, we'll have to see who ultimately gets the coaching job or who now is going to be considered. I haven't heard any other names tossed around yet, but or maybe by now there are. I haven't checked in with the news lately, but there surely will be, you know, going forward. So, anyways, you know, it was on my last show, I think, where I had mentioned that, and now I'm shifting gears, that, you know, people were stealing fire hydrants, which is not a good thing. It's a safety risk. And so a number of people had texted me, you know, well, why? You know, are they collectibles or something? And the answer is no. I guess I'm not sure what fire hydrants are made of, but, you know, right now people are stealing bronze and brass plaques and, of course, copper wire. You know, many of the times it's for people that are supporting a drug habit. And, you know, there's a resale value, although it's usually fractions of what the metals are worth. But, you know, it's like pennies on the dollar. But, you know, they get money. They grind the things down. And, you know, that it started with plaques. Now, apparently, it's digressed to devolved to fire hydrants. It was, at one time, it was copper wire, or it probably still is, but you had some idiots that were getting electrocuted. But apparently, the people that have been stealing fire hydrants know how to shut the water off, because obviously, if you undo the bolts and pull the fire hydrant off, you're going to get blasted with water. And but even that's not a very easy thing. I remember someone sheared off, it was a moving van, one of those do-it-yourself movers, you know, people rent a van. And I was actually on my balcony, and I heard the beep, 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 as the truck was backing up. Then I heard a big thug, and then I heard a and I could feel the moisture. I was on my balcony lounging, catching a few rays. I had my eyes closed. I opened up my eyes, and we have a geyser. And, you know, the fire department came out, then Public Works came out, and there's a shutoff valve, but apparently, you know, it hadn't been used in some time. Periodically, they work the valve just so it doesn't get, you know, frozen. And, you know, sometimes you need WD-40 to freeze valves that are either oxidized or, you know, corroded. They're frozen. And I don't know how they eventually shut it down, but it took a number of hours to do that. And but apparently these people, at least, know what they're doing, unlike some of the copper wire thieves that didn't think that, you know, high voltage wires mean exactly that, high voltage and high amperage. You know, I guess I would be tempted to say it serves them right, but, you know, when you're severely burned or lose your life, no one really wishes that on somebody, and we don't have the death penalty for theft, maybe in other countries, but, you know, not here. Now, in Manhattan Beach, we had a plaque that was stolen. It was a plaque commemorating Bruce's Beach at Bruce's Beach Park, and apparently it was just glued down to the concrete base, and they were able to easily lift it off. It's been replaced with another plaque because they still had the mold or the casting. Hopefully it's secured much better. And I don't know if they even have security cameras, although security cameras in some cases might deter theft, but it doesn't prevent it. And in many cases, you know, the bad guys wear masks or, you know, or disguises, so it really, you know, it gets good photo maybe, but not really one where you can identify people. So, but you know, that's one of the things that's going on now. The other thing, and I saw it on the news today, are these gangs or groups of hoodlums that go into a store and they ransack the store and steal items. And apparently they just today, or maybe it was over the week, probably over the weekend, they did that at an AutoZone auto parts store. I'm not sure if there's a lot of big ticket items that are readily sellable. Maybe people were just stealing, you know, they wanted to get, you know, a tool kit or whatever, you know, spare tires or batteries or something, whatever auto parts or AutoZones themselves. And I've seen that in other stores where they just start grabbing, you know, like it's clothing stores, clothing that they want. In other cases, they just grab, they know what are expensive. If it's jewelry, they, of course, break the jewelry cases, and apparently they know what's really expensive and resellable on the black market. So, and they've pretty much cased the joint. They've cased the retail establishment so they know how to get in and out real quickly. And sometimes they get caught, sometimes not, most of the time maybe not. They have these stores that have cameras, and when they break in, there's like a vestibule where there's a set of double doors that close and lock, and it locks the bad guys in until the authorities arrive. That's probably very expensive, and I don't know how many establishments, you know, have that feature, but that seems to be the, you know, one of the things that's going on now. I guess with inflation and you know, maybe a potent possible recession, or when the economy gets bad, some people resort to that. Others, it's to, you know, pay for a drug habit. And people might say, well, it's kind of a victimless crime, unless someone happens to get injured in the process, like a store clerk or store owner or whatever. And I feel really bad for the small businesses, but it is not a victimless crime, you know, especially in the case of small mom-and-pop stores. You know, that's their livelihood. And even large businesses, you know, we have to pay more for prices to because they have to increase their margin to accommodate retail theft to keep, you know, retain their profit margin. So at the end of the day, we, the ultimate consumers, pay for that. So, you know, again, it's not a victimless crime. You know, during COVID, there was a lot less enforcement. I don't know if there was less criminal activity, but now that we're pretty much through COVID, you know, the pandemic, the enforcement seems to be lacking, and especially like at the beach where there's smoking on the beach, you know, drug dealing on the beach, loud noise and disturbances, you know, and there's just not that enforcement. Which leads me to, now I'll transition to e-bikes, and I've mentioned this before on my radio show, but, you know, speaking of the Strand, unlike Hermosa Beach, where they have just one pathway on the Strand, and it's for pedestrians and cyclists and, of course, e-bikes, which in many cases or some cases are like motorcycles, which aren't allowed on their Strand. But in Manhattan Beach, we have a separate L.A. County bike path, which is for, you know, bicycles, including e-bikes. And then we have a walk Strand, like a walk street, essentially, but on the Strand, it's for pedestrians only. Yet, I'm seeing a number of people with e-bikes going, you know, like 30 miles an hour. I saw in Hermosa Beach where they had a motor officer with a speed gun, and apparently they have an 8-mile-an-hour speed limit on the strand, their strand, and somebody was doing 30, you know, a teenager. Now, I've mentioned, you know, kids on e-bikes before, and it's not always kids, it's grown-ups, I recognize that, but it seems like a lot of the problems are with, you know, young people that are not being responsible. And I can't tell you how many times, since I walk the Strand practically every day, I can't tell you how many times I've had people yell, "Get out of my way," or they'll come whizzing by. I've gotten hit, you know, in the elbow by someone that zipped by too close, was kind of trying to thread the needle between people. And, you know, when I tell them that they're supposed to be on the bike path, then I usually get the finger. One time I was challenged to a fight. "You want to fight?" It's like, "No, I don't want to fight. I just want you to get off the bike path and be where you're supposed to, in part for your own safety, and also if, you know, you don't want to, you know, have get a ticket or have your bike confiscated if you've had repeat multiple violations." So, to no avail. And, you know, they say no one in the Beach Cities or South Bay has been seriously hurt. Certainly, fortunately, no one's been killed. But as the old saying goes, it's only a matter of time. And there's a lot of accidents that sometimes go unreported. Anyways, on that note, we have to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Power to the People.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Love with Food delivers healthy, natural, organic, or gluten-free snacks every month right to your door. Whether you want a home or business box, Love with Food has got you covered. Membership starts at $9.99 a month. Imagine junk-free food delivered every month. And the best thing is that for every box you buy, Love with Food donates to food banks in America. To find out more, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click the Love with Food banner. And do it right now.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
It's Powell to the People.
Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. Wayne Powell here at the beach. And I was talking with our program director and sound engineer, South Bay Jay, during the commercial. And I think I may have come up with a solution to some e-bike hooligans. I carry a pocket full of thumbtacks, and then when they go by, if they don't slow down, you just throw them down on the ground, and they get a flat tire. Now, I don't know if that would work. Somebody might get hurt from that. And just like there's been some gangs that we're engaging people, and one person, an older adult, decided to defend himself, and because one of the e-biker youngsters came after him, and he threw a punch. The next thing he knew, he was being arrested for, you know, hitting a minor, and all he was doing was basically self-defense. I think ultimately, somewhere somebody had a security camera, and it was shown that, you know, he wasn't the aggressor, and the charges were dropped, but he was handcuffed, and I don't know if he was initially taken into jail or what, but some of them are getting very aggressive. It's bad enough that they're putting others at danger by riding their vehicles. I kind of want to say electric motorcycles. Actually, now they're starting to come out with sustainable motorcycles that are electric-powered. But the e-bikes, in some cases, not the ones that are just power-assisted pedaling kind, they have different classes, and I don't know which class, which type of vehicle or electric-powered bike is which vehicle. But I'm talking about the ones that are fully powered and, you know, are capable at going at rapid paces. Now, some of them have some kind of governor, whether it's electronic or mechanical, but apparently some kids have been able to override that. And, you know, I've read where people say, well, it's just education. They need to be educated. Well, yeah, maybe for some of the rules of the road, but I think these youngsters know that you're supposed to stop at a stop sign and at a red light, and you're supposed to drive on the right side of the road, and, you know, there's other things that are just plain common sense. And but I've seen proposals, and I think there may be something working its way, a bill that's working its way through the state legislature that would regulate, similar to motorcyclists. You know, you have to take a proficiency test. You have to pass a rules of the road written test. You get a permit. You have to register your e-bike. And then, you know, there's the possibility of fines for violations, just like when you get a ticket, you know, driving a car or a motorcycle, riding a motorcycle. And, you know, the fines escalate. Right now there are fines. Like, I think the first time can be a warning, but it could also be a $250 fine. Second time, if the first time was $250 fine, then it becomes $500. The third time it doubles to $1,000. But I hear, at least in Manhattan Beach, that some parents, it's kind of like a cost of doing business, and it's chump change or pocket change to them. And in fact, they like that because before the e-bike phenomenon, you know, parents would have to take their, you know, drive their kids to school and, you know, extracurricular activities and events, you know, those that were not old enough to drive. But then it became more convenient just to buy Junior an e-bike and then say, have at it. And, you know, that's part but not all of the problem. And but the parents should be held liable. Also, they say, well, there haven't been any real serious accidents or any deaths in the beach cities. Well, we don't know about the accidents because oftentimes, or not oftentimes, but sometimes accidents go unreported. And yeah, maybe there haven't been any deaths, but as the saying goes, it's only a matter of time. And then people will say, oh, well, who would have known, or what, how that couldn't have been prevented. You know, hopefully, God forbid, that never happens. But again, I think it is only a matter of time. So, but the legislation would apply, they use the cutoff of 12 years of age. So if you're under 12, or maybe it's 12 and under, I think it was under 12 years, then, you know, the rules apply. To me, it seems like it should apply to everyone who doesn't have a driver's license or a motorcycle license. So, but we'll see what happens with that legislation. I know there's strong opposition by the e-bike companies, of course. You know, that's, it's always the bottom line, and profits. And then there's others, even some parent organizations, but that's more like a convenience thing. So we'll see what happens. You know, one other thing that's getting out of hand is the, now I'm switching gears or shifting gears, no pun intended, but the tipping culture. Yeah, you know, you should tip your wait staff, you know, servers, waiters and waitresses, maitre d's, in other areas, you know, for customer service that you deem is extraordinary, or, you know, where a tip is warranted. But now, some people, some restaurants actually automatically add a service fee. And I was at one such restaurant yesterday where they automatically added a 20% service fee. And then there was actually some fine print, which, me being me, I read, and said not all of that goes to the server. Part of it goes to the restaurant. You know, like, what for? And then you have to go out of your way to override that, and then you could put in a manual tip. But most people wouldn't know that, and some people add a tip onto that, you know, that, well, the charge that already includes the service charge. I mean, you know, they add the service charge onto your bill, and then you add a tip on top of that. And you're not supposed to tip based on the amount with sales tax. It's the pre-sales tax. And generally, it used to be 15%, unless you got a good tip, I mean a good service, and then you can give a better tip. Or if you got lousy service, you shouldn't feel obligated to give somebody a tip for giving you bad service. I know there was one time where people would put a couple of pennies as their tip. That was to show that they didn't forget about the tip, but that the, based on the extraordinarily lousy service, that was their 2 cents worth, or that's what they felt that they were entitled to. Actually, they felt entitled not tip at all, but they just wanted, again, to remind somebody that they didn't forget. And I've heard of some cases where somebody didn't tip, or they tipped less than whatever, 15%, and after the fact was added, which I think that is illegal. But just a word about tipping. It's kind of, well, maybe it's not a pet peeve of mine, but I know it is a pet peeve of a lot of people. And now people are being expected to tip on things that you would never tip before. It was just part of what you're paying for the service. Anyways, on that note, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Power to the People.
Shh. Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
If you're in Southern California, you might want to consider HealthyLife.net Radio for advertising. We have 18 hosts that have shows with loyal listeners just in Southern California. That means you get local advertising and the world for the same affordable price. With packages for every budget, you can't afford not to let that economic sun shine in for your business. Call now 1-800-555-5453. That's 1-800-555-5453.
When you need quality Auto Parts Warehouse is fast and easy. Always get the part that fits. Just enter your vehicle type to find the parts specific to your car. Auto body parts, mirrors, brakes, suspension and steering, engines and drivetrains. Need something yet? What about exterior and interior accessories or headlights? Auto Parts Warehouse has them. Top brands, great prices. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Auto Parts Warehouse.
Everybody down!
Dwayne Johnson here. The earthquakes you see in movies are one thing, but real life is a completely different animal. Just because you can't predict an earthquake doesn't mean that you can't prepare for one. In the event of a real earthquake, you should drop, cover, and hold off. Visit ready.gov/earthquake and practice what to do to keep you and your family safe in the event of a real earthquake, and you'll be seen as a hero by your family and your loved ones.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
It's Power to the People.
Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. Wayne Powell here at the beach. Well, you know, there are some things where you go, and Jay and I were just talking about it, where you just go up to a counter, place your order, and either they call your name and you pick your order up, or in some cases maybe they just drop it off at your table. That's kind of an interesting situation. Obviously, if you ordered and picked it up, or you ordered at a kiosk and then the kiosk notified you that it's ready to be picked up, or even like takeout orders, I'm not sure what the protocol is on that. So speaking about hidden charges, and I talked about how a lot of places automatically add the tip, and then some people don't realize that, and they calculate the percentage on top of that. But there's some legislation in Sacramento that would prohibit hidden charges. You know, obviously when you buy something, whether it's online, and then you're checking out, and it doesn't have to be online, by the way, but I've had this experience. Obviously, you know that they're going to be adding sales tax, and that's not part of the legislation. But oftentimes, there's service fees or, you know, other fees, and it's a gotcha. You know, it's just automatically added, and maybe in some cases, the amount is so large, whereas if I knew, and I'll just talk about me specifically, if I knew that was going to be the fee, or I mean that was going to be the total price, I might not have bought that item, or I would have bought it from somewhere else. Well, now they're saying that you have to disclose the total price up front, including, you know, any service fees or charges or, you know, what have you. Nowadays, in California, there's like an electronics recycling fee. I don't know if that, and tires, you know, disposal fee, landfill disposal fee. I don't know if those are included or excluded, because those are by law. I think it's just they're talking about, you know, when a merchant adds these charges, and that wasn't part of the bargain, but now that it's added as you're checking out, and maybe it's in the case where it's too late to, you know, terminate the transaction. And I've had that happen to me, and I actually disputed that because it was right on the credit card after the fact. It was like just as the transaction ended, and then it says, do you want your receipt? And surprise, surprise, there was this charge. So I contacted the credit card company, and I said that wasn't part of the bargain and whatever. And the merchant, it was online, you know, was disputing, my disputing the thing. Ultimately, I got a partial refund for, you know, gotcha charge that was reversed. I don't know if the credit card company, or it was on eBay, it wasn't on Amazon, I can't remember where it was, but whether they ate it or they went back to the dishonest merchant and I also did a negative online review just to warn others in case they were considering buying from that merchant. I very rarely do a negative review, but if I've had a problem with a vendor and it was due to dishonesty or, unethical wrongdoing, then I definitely will do that. And it's mostly just to, get other to inform other people about that. Okay, well, enough of the kind of negative stuff. I want to talk about some positive things. First of all, yesterday I attended the Manhattan Beach Older Adults Comedy Acting Show, and it was really good. I had a friend that was performing in a couple of the skits, and one of them actually, they've been rehearsing for months now, and one of them, they had someone that got sick, and they asked if I would fill in, and it was a theater scene, and but I filled in just for their rehearsal, and but it was great. It was at Joslyn Community Center. They do this once a year, and and of course it's free to the public. It's part of the older adults program, but I don't think you had to be an older adult to attend. And they had refreshments, and it, Joslyn Center is kind of a big venue, and it was standing room only. They filled up all of the seats. Parking was a problem. I wound up having to park at a friend's place blocks away, and I'd been driving around for a long time. I actually had to break out a sweat and start jogging so I would arrive in time. And fortunately, I had someone that reserved me a seat. So, I just want to commend the Manhattan Beach Older Adults Program. It was a great show, and they should do more of that. Well, so getting back to the news of the day, I noticed that there was an Apple Developers Conference. It's a conference for people that develop apps for, Apple devices. Like iPhones, iPads, Apple Watches, MacBooks, and there prior to it, what there was speculation as to what some of the new features are going to be on, those devices, and then of course they announced them. I've been awaiting the new Apple Watch, which I'm not sure when it's coming out. I heard it's probably the end of summer, maybe September, that one's going to be radically different, and it's going to look different and have a whole bunch of new features. So I really don't want to be buying anything now, and then have it become obsolete. They were talking about some of the new iOS updates. iOS is the operating system for most of the Apple products, but I guess they're up to now iOS 18, and under version 18, that's unclear as to a lot of the new features. Obviously, iPhones needs to compete with Android phones, or I should say, Apple devices need to compete with Android devices. And then there's some new devices. One of them, I don't know if it was introduced at the developers meeting, or I think it may just still be a rumor that Apple is going to be coming out with a 7.9-inch foldable device that's going to feature like a wraparound foldable design. But I think that's not going to be until 2025, or I read somewhere maybe 2026. There might also be a 20.3-inch foldable device. So it's kind of like having, for Apple users, kind of like having an iPad that folds phone. But again, they have to compete with Android devices. So we'll just have to see, you know, only time will tell how the technology is going to change. I can't even keep up with the technology. Anyways, we have to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Powell to the People.
Millions of Americans are without access to dental benefits, especially because of the high market demand for quality and affordable dental care in America. Now here comes DentalPlans.com. It's the leading online resource for discount dental plans and an alternative to dental insurance for families and individuals. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on DentalPlans.com now and find your affordable dental care in America.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
I'm Carol King. The opportunity to study music is one of the most valuable things we can give our young people. Music is a positive outlet for creative expression. It reinforces teamwork, communication, self-discipline, and focus, all skills that will benefit them in every aspect of their lives. If your school has a music program, encourage your child to use it. If it doesn't, work with others in your community and do whatever it takes to get one. I know how much my music programs and music teachers meant to me when I was growing up. Leave your kids a note for the future. Support music programs and music teachers in your school and community.
A public service announcement brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and this station. Music, part of a sound education.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
It's Powell to the People.
Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. Well, one of the things that was introduced at this Apple Developers Conference is that Apple Home, which is an app, is now going to support robot vacuums. I've actually never seen one of those robot vacuums up close and in person. But, you know, that's kind of the epitome of laziness, I suppose. I would never buy one of those, but apparently now that's integrated with your Apple Home system. You know, the Home system can turn on, turn on or off lights, or, heating and air conditioning systems. And then I've heard other things like ovens, refrigerator, freezers, and whatever technology you have in your home. So the only thing I have that's remote is it's integrated in the mirror of my car, but I can push a button to open the garage door. But that's really no different than just having a clicker in your car. And I think actually that's programmable, so that if I do have these other technology devices, like, you know, things you can plug in, lamps or whatever, you can turn them on and off through the, you know, the remote controller, if you will. Now, admittedly, I'm lazy with the remote control for like a TV or a home entertainment system. But, you know, who doesn't have a remote? But that's kind of a different type of convenience. So, but one of these days I want to see what... got a frog in my throat. One of these days I want to see what, you know, those robot vacuums, iRobots, whatever they're called, what they look like. And, you know, I'm probably going to have a special show dedicated to Apple and Android updates, and then also other technology. Maybe not so much Android. I'm not familiar with that. You know, I have an iPhone and an iPad, and, you know, the Apple TV, and at some point I'll have an Apple Watch. I like the way everything is seamless and is integrated, and it also integrates through Apple CarPlay in my car. So, you know, I've had to help friends out who are technology challenged. I've had to help them out with their Android devices, but I had to kind of figure out, you know, the lay of the land. And now, of course, there's the Vision Pro goggles, you know, the artificial reality or artificial intelligence, enhanced reality, whatever. They were super expensive and nobody was buying them, but apparently now they've got a cheaper version that either is out or is coming out. You know, I've actually got a set of goggles, but that was before artificial intelligence. And it's more like a toy, kind of actually like a video game, if you will. I know they have these navigation systems that have the augmented reality. So in addition to having a car map, it shows you the scenery, just like when you go into Google Maps or Apple Maps. And it actually has satellite views. The only thing is, with augmented reality, it actually has the arrow that gives you the turn-by-turn instructions. And in some cars that maybe have autonomous features, I think it can actually assist you in those turns. It kind of reminds me of, like, in my car, the lane-keeping feature. Sometimes there's no cars around. I don't, you know, use my turn signal to turn in to change lanes. But if you don't use your turn signal, the system thinks you're, you know, veering out of the lane and will gently put you back in your lane and give you a audible warning. That's kind of like a unexpected feature. Oh, so going back to iOS. One of the features that they're going to have in the phones is called tap to cash. So if you want to pay somebody, and I guess you're both enrolled in whatever, it's kind of like Venmo or Zelle, but in iOS 18, it'll have the tap to cash where you tap someone else's phone, you put in the dollar amount. It's kind of like when Apple Pay, when you go to you know, a store and you could pay. I actually tried it for the first time, but it didn't seem to work. But now I just, you know, stick a credit card in the machine. Maybe I don't have something turned on that I need to, but I just thought I'd give it a try. Or I think the clerk directed me to use the tap. So one thing I just want to mention in passing, because now I'll, give my own beef, but the saga of the U.S. Postal Service, a package that came from Philadelphia, it got all the way to the LAX, Los Angeles distribution facility, then it was supposed to go to the El Segundo post office where they distribute to Manhattan Beach, but instead it went to that post office. They sent it to the Lawndale post office. Lawndale sent it to the back to the L.A. Distribution Center. They sent it to El Segundo. Then El Segundo again sent it to the Lawndale Post Office. and it just was in a nonstop, continuous loop. Then finally, it just said, when you go online and under the post office's so-called informed delivery, it said, being routed to its next destination, and it routed it back to Philadelphia and was returned to sender. And I think the reason is because it kept misreading the barcode, or I was told by the post office that somebody has to take the barcode, translate it to the zip code, and they were putting in 90260, which is Lawndale, instead of 90266. You would think if it's automated, it would be fully automated, but I never got my package. I was having a hassle with the company I bought it from because they said it wasn't their problem. Apparently the package is insured, but that's for the shipper, not the receiver. So now I've opened up a claim. That I bought through eBay, and I opened up a claim with eBay. Fortunately, it wasn't that much money, but I'll keep you in touch with the latest saga of the U.S. Post Office and their inefficiencies. One thing I did want to also mention in passing is, you know, I've been watching the Channel 5 morning news for, well, practically 30 years, and for that time, they've had entertainment reporter Sam Rubin, who sadly passed away of a heart attack, and TV weatherman Mark Kriske, who sadly suffered a stroke. Apparently it was a mild stroke, they're saying, so that at some point he'll be back. But the broadcast has just not been the same without them. And even, you know, most of the on-air personalities have been around for long periods of time, some of them 30 years or more, and the chemistry is not there. There's a number of differing people that have filled in. I don't know if they're being tried out, but they always say, you know, that rarely filling in for Mark Kriske. But we'll see what happens on that, but it's just sad. And again, it'll never be the same without them. Anyways, that's all the time we have. I want to thank my listeners for listening to Powell to the People. And always remember, power is the ability to do good things for others and to make your community and the world a better place. This is Wayne Powell sending you positive thoughts and good wishes. Stay safe, be well, and have a great week. We'll see you back next Monday. Until then, bye for now.
Powell, it's Powell to the people. You're listening to Wayne Powell on Powell to the People. It's Powell, Powell to the people. You're listening to Wayne Powell on Powell to the People.